Welcome, Photon Warriors. Commence strategic maneuvers at audible command signal. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin.
Jackalope Radio presents Movies Hate You. Movies Hate You, with your host, Rob Housechild.
Oh yeah, that's right. Oh yeah, that's right. We're live, the Movies Hate You show.
Welcome to the Movies Hate You show, live.
Tuesday, live. I like a little stinger at the end, live.
2014.
Tuesday, February 18th, 2014. Movies Hate You show, sponsored by Wild Eye Releasing. WildEyeReleasing.com. We are here, and you are queer. Mr. Ree, my co-host, speaking of... Mr. Ree, the venerable Lee Peterson is here.
Hello.
Co-hosting. You're kind of like the Chewbacca to my Han Solo at the control panel.
Aren't
here.
You the Wookiee one?
Yes. And
I went to my eye doctor yesterday, and he says, Mr. Ree, you have cataract. And I said, no, I have a Rincon Continental.
You know, you're starting to sound more and more like Ted Nugent every day on this show here.
Wow.
And then on the boards in Kansas City to our New York is Todd Sheets.
I'm here.
Mr. Todd Sheets, who I can barely hear. I don't know if the listeners can hear him.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are. Look at that. Look at that. The real Ted Nugent.
Oh, Lord. Don't put that on me.
The baseball hat, the long hair. The camo.
No need to
out
hate.
There in Missouri. Right?
No need to be hating.
I'm hating on Ted Nugent, not you.
Okay.
But isn't that how guys dress out there?
I don't know. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Are mullets still the rage?
Mullets are still the rage, I bet.
I don't know. I think they are. You know, It's scary.
He thinks that Todd's a master of vague answers. Do you ever notice that?
I try to stay away from those people sometimes.
he's the master of vague answers. It's like, Todd, isn't it true everybody out there is a hillbilly? Could certainly be.
I try to stay away from those people, dude. I stay in my studio.
I find that's the case for some people. You know, it's like always something like flirt removed vague.
Well, he's running for office. You know, you have to be careful. You don't want to offend anybody.
What office? He's barely in his own office. What are you talking
about?
That's
it. It's and crazy. I don't leave it.
Well, tonight on Night Watch.
If you leave your office, then you have to deal with all these people you're talking about, which are kind of frightening.
Oh, I see. So yeah. That is true. There are Ted Nugents walking around out there in Missouri.
Missouri.
Is that how you say it?
I think you're right, yes. It's scary.
Mizzou. My father always said, Iowa. I grew up in Nebraska, next door to Iowa.
Yeah.
My dad always said Iowa, but then he loved to mispronounce words.
Did you call soda pop?
Pop, definitely pop.
Pop, huh? Mm-hmm,
pop. There's no soda, just pop.
And but you didn't call your dad pop?
No. No.
Huh. That's fascinating, guys.
Called him soda.
You know what it is? It's these little cultural differences that make everything interesting, don't they?
Well, everything complicated.
Well, here we are. What do we have to talk about tonight? You tell me. Ted Nugent. Valentine's Day just passed. President's Day. Okay. Who's your favorite movie president? There you go.
Favorite movie president?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Quick. You got Forrest Ackerman. You know? You got...
as the president?
He was the president in Amazon Women on the Moon.
Okay, there you go. Right. Boom. Todd, who's your favorite movie president?
Harrison Ford in Air Force One.
There you go. Look at that. My favorite. Let me trump both of you. Donald Pleasance, Escape from New York.
Ah, there you go. That
A was number
awesome.
One.
That was awesome.
That's it. That was awful. Get out of here. You're awful. You're talking about Hollywood film. That was awful. This guy says Harrison Ford in Air Force One, a man past his action hero prime.
No, I said awesome. Did you think I said awful?
I thought you said awful.
No. Never good. Awful. No, no.
Never awful.
That would be news if Todd Sheets
had
hey,
number
from
one. Yeah. Hey, number one. You're the Duke.
You gotta love that.
I hope that blew out the speakers. So, about our sponsor, Wild Eye Releasing. You can follow them on Twitter at Wild Eye DVD, Facebook. Find them on Facebook, wildeyereleasing.com, and even on Tumblr now.
Tumblr,
yeah. Check out the crazy photos. Speaking of Donald Pleasance, there is a Donald Pleasance photo up there put up recently, so you can check that out.
Tumblr, that's that gay cruising site, right? You were telling me about? No.
Yes. That's correct.
It works, right? Yeah.
It works. You should see how many movies we sell just by being on there. It's kind of like a brokering thing.
Oh.
Like, will you buy a movie? Well, will you give me a blank?
A blank. That's what they call it, is blank.
And then, you make it. Well, it's a family show.
If you're shooting
and
blanks, then...
Well, if you're shooting blanks, it doesn't matter because it's gay sex.
Oh.
Right? Isn't shooting blanks meaning you can't get someone pregnant?
It means that you're not... Your seed can find no purchase.
Your seed can find no purchase. Well, you know, don't we have a guest coming on later tonight?
We do. The triumphant return of Fred the Elephant Boy.
Fred the Elephant Boy.
It's been so long.
It's been a long time. Fred's going to come on and do some movie reviews.
He's probably seen a million movies.
Just in time for Oscar season. Mm. How will we get his Oscar picks?
Exactly. And, you know, which reminds me, before we go too much further, a big shout out, congratulations to Joshua Oppenheimer for winning the BAFTA Award for Best Documentary.
That's right.
BAFTA is the British equivalent of the Oscars.
That's right.
So, who knows? Oscars are coming up. He could win.
He could win. And you heard him here first.
You did.
But you've heard him right here on the Movies Hate You show.
Listeners to our show probably heard him here first.
Listeners to our show heard him here first.
Because they don't go out. They don't listen to anything.
They don't go out. They don't listen to anything. And the three listeners that we did have are now gone because you just insulted them.
I'm sorry.
Now, who would be Groucho's favorite movie president? I got to get
Groucho in. President in the movie?
Was Groucho ever president in the movie?
He doesn't play the president.
I don't think he does. No. Speaking of Groucho, you have to see the Wild Eye Tumblr page because I put a picture up just for you, Mr. Ree.
Oh.
See all this great stuff? Yeah, there we
Groucho,
go.
Groucho, nice.
Yeah. Groucho with the hat, with the golf hat, the little, like, it looked like he had little Christmas ornaments on top of it, the big, huge cigar, Mickey. That's hip.
That's iconic.
2014, that's hip.
Yeah,
and for 2014, and this was, you know, probably 81.
Right, Mickey Mouse T-shirts.
Look at that.
You even got Escape from New York going on right.
Escape from New York going on.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. You can't beat this. Look at this.
No, tell me what Tumblr is. Tumblr's not Instagram. That's I know they're
it's
totally
similar.
Things, but it's
I mean,
similar.
It's like the precursor to that. Like this is more like, hey, you want to share your madness online? Do it on Tumblr.
You post photos though.
Just post photos or video, short videos. You could just, you know, do songs. You could do links to things. You could post a poem. If you want to type a poem and put it up there. It's just a quick communication delivery system. Instead of, like, going and putting something on your Facebook page, I just, you know, don't have to go post it and tag, blah, blah, blah. I just, you know, drop a photo in, send it live, and then the world comments on it or they don't.
Hmm.
You know?
So,
like, the people I follow... I can't believe we're doing this on a live.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out
following,
what...
Like,
if I already have Facebook, why do I need something new? What does it do that Facebook doesn't
do? This is like Facebook without the, like, you know, I just had toast with cream cheese, you know, or whatever. Like the useless stuff that's on Facebook. You know?
Well,
but you wouldn't necessarily post news stories here. This is more... It's more a creative, expressive outlet. So, in other words, it's kind of like, see, like the essence of who you are, you could put up here. So, like, this person obviously likes well-built, naked men.
Mm-hmm.
This person likes political cartoons. This person likes, you know, jacked up cars. This person likes the cramps. This person likes Hitler.
Everybody likes Hitler.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, just like odd little cultural snippets. And that's what I like about it, because you can build, like, if you look at our Tumblr, like, it's from your mind. It's kind of like, this is all the stuff floating around in my head at any one point. So we post it and just, you know, and sometimes, like, some of the things have over 100 notes on them. People leave notes. They either reblog it to their own page, or they just like it, like they would like something on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You've never heard of this.
I've heard of it. I
think we're Pinterest or these other ones are kind of like, you take a picture and it immediately goes live. You know, like, that's kind of more the thing. Like, it's right through your Facebook account.
But doesn't that, I mean, Facebook is live too, though. I just don't get what...
It's live, but it's not, but the idea of Facebook is not to share images or to share kind of moments, you know, just to share, kind of just drop something and walk away from it. Facebook is more interactive. You're not talking to people here. You can't have you can probably, you know, send a private message, but you can't, you know, necessarily, I can leave a note and say, oh yeah, what movie is this? And then they can answer to it or whatever, but it's not. It's just image based. It's art based,
mm-hmm.
you know, instead of text based.
And Instagram
or link based. It's not really a place where you're putting links to, like, oh, cool story today.
Mm-hmm. And Instagram is just for iPhones, is that right?
I believe it's just for Facebook. One of them is just for Facebook. There's the other one, Instagram, and then there's Pinterest.
Pinterest, yeah.
And one of them's connected to Facebook. Mm-hmm. It's owned by Facebook, and it's just. But you can link it to these things. And, you know, you could have it post on your Tumblr or your. I find it. See, like, I just find it much more breezy. Yeah, I can take a break for 5 minutes, throw a couple things up, look at what other people are doing. If it fits in with what you're doing, what's flowing in your brain, you just repost it or you like it or whatever, and then you walk away from it. There's no like, oh, I left that person hanging on Facebook last week. I got to get back to it.
Mm.
There's none of that.
Okay.
It's shallow, but yet it's content driven, so that there's a depth to it.
And there's no Facebook has rules and regulations as far as, like, no nudity.
Right. This is free for all.
Uh-huh.
You will see hardcore pornography on here, and
you
know, now all of a sudden you're interested.
Oh, wow.
Now he's like, whoa, sign me up.
You got to lead with
sign
that.
Sign me up. Yeah, see, you could see this, which is like an old McDonald's ad from the early 80s, right? And then sometimes there's a link to, you know, to stuff. You know, if it has to do with a movie, it might be a link to a trailer. And then you'll see, you know, some kind of weird European retro thing, and then something from an old horror movie, and then some kind of sci-fi heavy metal type art, and then, you know, a chopped off head from I Drink Your Blood, which was actually posted by me. See that?
Mm-hmm.
And just somebody just reposted it. This guy just reposted it on his page. So it kind of keeps the image alive.
Hmm.
It doesn't get buried. And that's the point. It's not a game, but it's kind of like, hey, where, you know, you're constantly, you want to be liked.
Hmm.
You want to be liked.
That's all
they
want. That's all they want.
Yeah, I've seen them get some old wrestling stuff, like an Undertaker.
Hmm. Nice.
King Haku. How can you say no? Look at that.
Come on. Dogs, cats.
Look, come on.
Hmm.
I can't believe we've spent this much of the show on this.
Must be terribly fascinating to listeners.
Todd, do you do any of these social media things?
I do not, guys. I mean, I do Facebook, but I don't really do a lot of the others just because I don't have time, and I don't really know enough about them. I'm kind of like Lee in that regard. I just don't know enough about it. I'd like to learn more about it, and I'm learning that right now on the Movies Hate You show, because if it's not learning, it isn't on this show.
Hey, it's a learning moment.
Well, look, ultimately, that's why we're here. We want to teach people how to navigate through life.
That's right.
Because, like, when we started this, Todd, you told me that most people that listen to Jackalope are kind of like trapped in the basement kind of people. You know, we don't believe that.
Is
but
that
that's
what
you
I said?
Said
is that what I
you
said?
You said they're kind of borderline autistics or Asperger's, just
really?
Kind of
retarded, I think you said.
Yeah, you said they're eating, like, you know, little Debbies and stuff in the basement with their, you know, fathers upstairs pacing the floor trying to find a home to put them in or something. So we said, listen, I don't believe that.
Wow.
We're going to come on and we're going to help these people get to a better place in life.
I don't recall that, but I'm glad you reminded me.
Yeah, hey man, listen.
It's probably on tape. It's probably in the archives.
It's probably in the archives.
Yeah. Especially the archives. Now that there's actually is archives, yeah.
Yeah. We want to thank you for getting those archives up.
Thank you. Give you props on that, man.
Yeah. We're, you know, sorry we freaked out on you, man. Live. Did that show go up, by the way, to when we freaked out? And we
it will go up this week since now I'm back in I'm actually living
in the
studio.
That was the one that was going to go up last week, right? Now, well, see, he's withholding that one.
I'm going to withhold it.
Because we called him on the carpet. And he's going to, I guarantee you, that one gets lost, stolen, broken.
It'll be gone forever.
The thing with the
spindle mutilated.
It was the thing that Groucho was talking about. The relay. There's a problem with the relay or something. Problem. That Todd doesn't go up, Todd. You're going to be answering to me.
I think that's awesome.
The vague answer.
It might be awesome.
I think that'll be awesome. Todd, if you have to answer to me, that'll be awesome. That's not good.
Todd, do you know offhand if any of the shows are missing? Because
I think there's two missing. I'm trying to find them. Yeah.
Okay, because I believe that Fred's first appearance is not up there. That would have been April something.
We're gonna find that damn thing
last year.
No, look. Can we?
But
do
it
this,
will do that off the
can
air.
Can we do
but,
this off air?
Of course we can.
Yeah, let's do this off. Of course we can. Come on. We've taken up enough of these people's time. If they haven't tuned out by now, they're just fuming.
I got to scream about Walking Dead, you guys. Did you? Oh. I got to scream about this just before I forget.
Spoiler?
It's one step up, two steps back with this freaking show, all right?
I loved it, yeah.
The show after the break.
Yeah.
It was great.
Beautiful show. Really well done. And I had said that after we watched it. I had said, you know, this is kind of where I think Darabont would have brought the show. Mm. You know, it had a cinematic quality. It was slower. There was more tension. There was more like what would it be like as a human being in the apocalypse with zombies? Mm-hmm. And that episode explains it in many ways. You know, it just kind of you just find yourself like actually connecting to those characters after about two seasons of just this kind of really bad. Kind of hodgepodge of too many characters and too much happening too fast. You go from one episode, the governor shows up at a camp. Two episodes later, he's convinced them all to bring a tank and kill strangers. You know, it's just like throwing stuff together so fast. Mm. This really started to flesh it out.
You could breathe a little bit.
You could breathe, and you could be like, oh, okay, well, yeah, wow. You start to actually think about the stuff that's going on in the episode. I didn't find the last episode that bad, but
here's what was bad about it and this always bugs me with this show is the writing. I just hate lazy writing.
Yeah.
Now you've got in this episode, almost every character did exactly what they wouldn't do,
right?
In any situation, exactly right. The polar opposite of what they would do. Now, I don't understand this at all. Okay, Maggie, no, spoiler alert, blah, 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 blah. There's nothing really spoiler here, but Maggie's looking for Glenn. Everybody gets separated after the prison. Okay. Everybody went off their own direction. Yeah. Nobody knows. Okay. So they're all looking for each other. So Maggie is with two of the other characters. I don't even remember who she's with, but she finds a school bus.
Right.
Now, presumably she set out in one direction of many. Who knows which direction anybody else
went. Well, apparently they're kind of setting up where there's one road. There's one main road that leads to and from the prison, which they all apparently have gotten on. And there's train tracks that run parallel to that, apparently. So,
but anybody could be anywhere.
Really be that far. I mean, you think about it. They can't really be that far from each other. Mm-hmm. You know, if they all kind of ran away on foot, how far could they really be? Most of them, except the bus.
Yeah, well, then she sees this bus, and for some reason she's convinced that Glenn might be on it. Now, why would she think that? Of all the places, why would he be on that bus?
Because he left in that bus in the episode with the tank.
Okay, see, I didn't get that.
Oh, you missed that.
I missed that. Now that makes perfect sense. Yeah. I look like an idiot.
Yeah, okay.
Now I get it.
There was a shot of him getting on helping people onto the bus, and then, like, crap happened, and then the bus taking off. So it was assumed that Glenn was on that bus, which we found out he wasn't actually. Mm. He had helped everybody on the bus and then kind of took off to help fight off the bad guys or zombies or whatever.
Okay.
So
that's what I missed. That was the little crucial bit of information.
No, but to me, the bad writing comes where you have, what's his name, the big dude?
Tyrese.
Tyrese, who's a great character, could be, but they're not exploiting it, he's with the two kids, and he goes, "Oh, there's some noise. You kids stay here,
exactly.
And I'm going to go walk a bunch out of the way and leave you two little kids here with a baby. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
You know, in case I die, just run. Yeah. If you hear anything, run.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you stand here with the gun. He gives a little gun to the little kid. To me, that's the bad writing.
Totally.
To me, that's. He wouldn't do a grown even that it's a person at their wits' end would know better than to leave kids in the middle of the woods surrounded by zombies.
Yeah.
It's just insane.
And that's very similar to season two when Rick lost Sophia. It was the same thing. Why wouldn't he just pick her up and carry her, run around with her?
Go wait in this little thing mud hut here, and I'll be right back. And that's what I don't understand. Like, why wouldn't all he had to do was take out two walkers by hand.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like there was an army of them coming. And even so, why wouldn't he say, "You run ahead of me and always stay 20 paces ahead of me"? So she just keeps running and he's fights off these things.
Exactly.
I don't know why he had to distract them and bring them away from her. Almost like she was I could see if her legs were cut off and she couldn't move. And he's got to bring them away from her, but why not carry her?
Yeah.
Get on my back.
Yeah. It's just lazy. Lazy screenwriter.
It's terrible. It's terrible. Some of the writing on the show is so bad. It's laughable.
Mm.
It's laughable.
And Glenn, I don't remember what it was, but something bugged me about what Glenn was doing too. It was not what he would be doing. Looking for Maggie. But anyway, what?
No, he wasn't looking for. I think with him, what was stupid was that he gears up and does all this stuff and decides, well, I'm going to just go out the front door. Where he's in this giant prison with many different exits and holes in the walls, and he could have snuck out the back or the side or a window or something where there's not hundreds of zombies, but he's like, I'm putting on the gear, and it's like, just so that we can show a scene of him going through the zombie hordes and they're biting at him, and he gets through because he's got the Kevlar suit on. Big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's almost like, I've got this cool idea for a thing. It's like, Glenn's got covered with zombies, but he gets out because he's got the Kevlar. Okay, write a scene around that. You know, it's
exactly
like they're working in reverse.
Exactly, that's what every scene feels like. Is they know what the payoff is.
Sure, Michael Bay's not writing this series or something. It's kind of like, you know, we got two set pieces. I need a film.
Yeah. All right. But hey, it's still the only zombie show on TV. I'm still
so far,
you know.
I'm surprised there hasn't been another one.
Well, they've announced they're going to do a spinoff, and I guess... Did we talk about this before?
We haven't, but I've heard the same news.
Now, here's what I would do with it, and there's no way in hell they'll ever do this, but I would make it an anthology show, and every show is a self-contained episode, different director, even, different writer, so then you could have different styles, and it would just be something in the zombie apocalypse. Could be in a different state, could be... Not necessarily related to...
Yeah, it sounds more like webisodes, though. The idea behind doing a show is to get people emotionally attached to characters that carry through so that they watch every week. So that would.
But we already have that. We have Walking Dead. This is a supplement to that.
But you're thinking like a fan as opposed to a business person.
Right.
That's fine. That's fine.
I think it's a fantastic idea.
I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I'm just saying they'll never do it because what they want is a Daryl spinoff or you know, a character who people are going to follow every week and watch so that they can get advertising dollars.
Yeah. But see, then you could have a Romero could do an episode and it wouldn't be reliant on these characters. It would be his own thing.
What is the spinoff going to be? Is it been
I don't think they've announced it yet.
They haven't announced
it's bound to be, you know, maybe Daryl and Carol or some of the characters that we know.
You think they're going to actually spin off some of the characters right here?
I would think
right now from this season and start another adventure.
I think so.
So some are going to go to Terminus, which you read the comics.
No, I'm not that far into the comics.
Oh, really? Okay. Terminus is that far ahead in the comics. Okay.
I've only read maybe 20 issues.
Okay. So, all right. Well, I've read no issues, so I know less than you. I know Terminus is the name of the city in a very good movie called The Signal. You ever see that movie?
No.
Todd, did you see The Signal?
I did. I really liked it.
That was a damn good movie. But remember, Terminus was the city they were trying to get to at the end.
Yeah. It was a good flick.
That was a really cool flick. Very underrated indie horror sci-fi.
I can't believe Mr. Ree over here doesn't know about it.
Well,
I'm shocked sometimes at what Mr. Ree doesn't know.
We all have holes, don't we?
He's kind of got issues, doesn't he?
We all have holes. As
all have holes. Some people have two holes. Some people have three holes. Some people have lots of holes.
Some That's people right. are weird.
What would Groucho think of The Walking Dead this season, this last episode?
Groucho's head would explode.
At this last episode? No, go ahead.
His head would literally explode.
But I want to hear Groucho's voice.
It'd be like showing my father a computer. Make his head explode.
He wouldn't understand the concept of The Walking Dead?
I don't think.
I'm trying to get him to do the Groucho. He won't do it. Why?
You know, you can't do it every week because then people will. It'll be like Saturday Night Live, you know. People are like, oh, they're doing the cheerleaders again. Oh.
Yeah, but you got to do what sells. I mean, we've gotten a lot of emails on your Groucho.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll do a
spin-off
show.
Gilbert doesn't do it anymore.
We'll do a spin-off show.
Can we have a Groucho show on Jackalope, Tom?
Sure. Hmm. Always room for Groucho. Always room for Groucho.
Will the archives be on that one? Sure.
Always room.
Say yes now, pay later. That's yeah.
Always room for Groucho.
What do you want to do? You want to bring Fred in?
We should bring Fred in. I said.
Well, we have any other news? Past, you know? Do we have any other news though? Is there anything else going on? You want to?
So much
about?
Is going
on. Philip Seymour Hoffman dead. Did you hear this?
No, I don't.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, the actor. Remember him from Twister?
From The Graduate?
Twister. No, he's the guy with the flannel in Twister, dude. He's awesome.
Crispin Glover.
No. Twister. Oh. Not that Twister.
Oh.
The Twister, the Jean de Bont Twister.
Mm. No.
The one with the tornadoes?
Mm-mm. Nope. Still nothing.
The one with Bill Paxton?
No.
Okay, did you ever see...
Star Wars?
No, he's not in Star Wars.
Okay.
He's in Hunger Games.
Yeah. Mm. No. Anyway, this guy's a pain in the ass.
Cooking show?
What?
Where's this guy at? This guy's a pain in the ass. He doesn't watch any movies. Why is he on this show?
Adam, I did actually see the new Hunger Games. It was quite good.
I like the first one. Yeah, I haven't seen the second one.
The second one's good.
Is it?
Hoffman.
Are they still hungry?
Is a main character. He becomes a main character at the end of.
Well, that's what they're talking about. They're going to CGI his appearance in the final film.
Well, they're going to have to because he's a huge, huge character. Unless they recast, which would make more sense to just recast. Like
who knows how much of
Harry Potter? Well, yeah. Well, there's two movies.
Can they get a guy? I mean, with like technology, right? Can't they get a guy that looks like Hoffman and then just CGI him a little bit? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or can't they get a Philip Seymour Hoffman mask on somebody like in Mission Impossible?
Yeah.
No. Listen. Remember in Mission Impossible 3, now Philip Seymour Hoffman's the bad guy.
Yeah.
All right. Worst bad guy ever, by the way. Great actor, but he was a terrible heavy in that movie. The worst villain. He was miscast. But anyway, in one scene, a very elongated scene, Tom Cruise wears the Philip Seymour Hoffman mask to penetrate a bathroom in some kind of thing or palace or whatever, and then goes out through the sewer.
I'm sorry, whenever I hear Tom Cruise penetrate in bathroom in a
scene,
that's what I'm saying. My mind goes somewhere
else. Tom Cruise is cruising the bathroom as Philip Seymour Hoffman for some information from Philip Seymour Hoffman. So he does a switcheroo on him. He knocks him out in the bathroom and then takes his identity. So he's got the Philip Seymour Hoffman mask, and at one point Philip Seymour Hoffman sees himself, but it's Tom Cruise as him.
So is there any chance that Tom Cruise actually OD'd and Hoffman's still alive?
What I'm saying is you get that mask for Mission Impossible 3.
Okay.
You give it to somebody, even to Tom Cruise,
right,
and you've got your Philip Seymour Hoffman in Hunger Games. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It looked just like... I don't know how they did it in Mission Impossible 3. J.J. Abrams, whatever he did, some magic.
Lighting, probably.
Lighting. Mm. Whatever he did in Star Trek, whatever sorcery they use on that. He got Tom Cruise to look like Philip Seymour Hoffman.
So
they were in the same room together, and there were two Philip Seymour Hoffman. So you get that mask, you've got your solution. Now, why come now Hollywood, they make millions of dollars. I never thought of that.
Why do we have to do the thinking for these people, Rob? Why?
I guarantee you that's what they do. Yeah. There's a guy in a Philip Seymour Hoffman mask. Or it'll be like Gladiator, where you'll just see him from behind, like Oliver Reed. You know?
Exactly.
It's like, oh, coming in to kill you, body double. And then, oh, he goes down, and it's like, or even worse, Game of Death, where it'll be like somebody's body with like a projection of Bruce Lee's face onto a green mask.
We have a phone call, gentlemen.
Okay. Oh no, it's not Crocker again.
Let's see what's going on.
a phone call.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to the Movies Show.
How you doing, Lee? This is my first time calling.
Well, thank you for calling. What's your name?
Andrea Hall.
Hey, Andrea Hall. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Are you listening to the show?
I got information from Dr. Gibson, Mitchell.
What's that?
I got the information from Dr. Mitchell Gibson.
Dr. Mitchell Gibson.
Oh, okay. What can we help you with?
I just want to know what the shows consist of, what it's about.
What the show consists of?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Have you been listening?
This month, like I said, he just pulled it up on the web, on the Facebook. That's how I was able to.
On Facebook.
Okay, you posted a number.
I did, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, we do the show live pretty much every week. We talk about movies. We talk about we usually get distracted and talk about anything but movies.
Yeah.
We talk about gun control sometimes. We talk about gay marriage. We talk about Ted Nugent. We talk
Walking Dead.
Walking Dead. We talk about falling down in the snow. Whatever happened to us that's interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of what they would call free-form radio. So in other words, as it happens, it's not scripted. We don't have a list of things we need to talk about. It's kind of just like we just let our minds loose when we get here. And then we pick on each other a lot, too.
Okay, do you ever talk about aliens and all that, abductees and all that stuff?
We do sometimes. We've done a couple of shows. We've had Mr. UFO, Tim Beckley, as a guest.
Yeah.
We talked about UFOs.
Well, we talk about alien movies all the time.
Shape-shifting.
We talk about alien movies. What is your favorite movie?
What is it? The movie's called, it's an alien movie about someone that was taken. Chosen. You heard of that before?
Which one?
Chosen. It was called Chosen.
Oh, The Chosen. Yeah. I didn't see that one. Did you see that one?
Wait, that was recent. I don't know if I saw that. Is there more than one movie called The Chosen?
I think it came out last year. It's called The Chosen. It's basically telling you about people who've been abducted. After a period of time, they'll come for you.
Is it a documentary movie, or is it a...
No.
It's not a documentary. You know, it's not a documentary.
I think it's a found footage. Is it a found footage film?
No, I don't think so.
We've got our crack research team looking into it right now.
See, I was thinking of The Chosen from
1981. Huh.
No. This happened last year. This movie came out last... November.
Rob, she might be calling early. She might have gotten information for a guest that's going to be on one of the other shows tonight, too. I'm not sure because we do have UFO people.
Oh, is this this is for Night Watch? This is a call for Night Watch?
Yeah, Night Watch.
Oh, you know what? No, this is the Movies Hate You show. You've called too early. That's why we were confused. Todd's here though, who runs Night Watch. Todd, tell her what time to call back.
Night Watch starts at 9 o'clock at nightwatchradio.com. You can listen to us there or jackaloperadio.com. It'll start at 9 o'clock Central Time.
Okay, so I'm in Georgia, Eastern, I think. Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
So that's regular time.
So are you Central or are you Eastern?
I think I'm Eastern.
Okay, so that'll be 10 p.m. Eastern and 9 p.m. Central.
Okay. I'm sorry.
But we're happy to talk to you, though.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Welcome anytime.
We'll take any listener we can get.
Okay.
So tell your friends, Andrea.
I will.
Okay. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Good night.
Thank you.
But she technically wasn't a listener because she was listening for somebody else's show.
Probably.
But anybody's welcome here. Any listener. We'll take listeners from other stations, other channels, other TV shows, whatever.
Other planets.
Anything. We've had a couple of those. We'll take anything. Todd, we'll take anything.
I get you. I understand.
Except payment. We won't take that because you're not giving it, brother.
So, Todd, do you, on Night Watch, do you get a lot of just random callers like that, people listening?
He's like Art Bell, this guy, man.
Yeah.
I try not to have too many because we're kind of talking to the guest usually, but
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this person was calling to talk to the guest, obviously. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Great. Right, so she'll call back. You better let her through. And Andrea, if you're listening, call us back next week. If he doesn't let you through, we'll let you through. They asked a question, and we'll answer it as if we're the guest. How do you like that? You'll get your answer one way or the other. Don't let Todd Sheets, the host of Night Watch, stop you. That's all I'm saying.
I'm such a turd, you know.
I didn't say you were a turd, but I said if time doesn't permit Andrea to get her call, we will gladly take the call. And it's kind of like...
I think I'm a turd.
Todd, if you were lost in, like, Afghanistan and, like, oh, he's finished, he's dead, we can't find his body, I would be your body in the casket for you.
I got you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. If Andrea can't get her call through on Night Watch tonight, she can call Movies Hate You next week.
There's always room at the end.
There's always room in the Movies Hate You family for a caller. We're not Night Watch. See, we don't have listeners in Russia and all over the world, you know. We're just a couple of little local guys doing our thing.
A couple of simple country boys.
Simple country boys and Groucho together doing this little thing. Hey, nobody knows what we're talking about. We've alienated Andrea and everybody else. Let's get Fred on to alienate everybody else.
Here we come.
And then we'll get some Oscar picks and
movie
reviews.
Speaking of aliens,
he's on his way.
So in case no one
remembers. Call Fred the Elephant Boy.
He's on his way.
Is a movie reviewer. He's also an original backpacker from the Howard Stern radio show.
Hello.
Fred, hello.
Yay,
it's Lee.
How are you doing?
I'm
Mr.
good.
Mr. Fred.
Yeah, Fred, we need a theme for you. We need.
I'll work on it.
We're going to work on it. Welcome back, Fred.
I'll come up the next time.
Hey Fred, before we're going to talk movies, definitely. But before we do that, I want to mention real quickly. A couple of weeks ago, you were a guest at the Howard Stern birthday bash. How did that go? Was it as I listened to it on the radio? Was it as much fun?
It was a lot of fun. It was a little bit tricky because so much noise from the audience. You couldn't hear what they're saying, and when you listen to it, it was that good. It was a great event. Nothing like it in the world.
I know, it was crazy. It was like 4.5 hours and all kinds of musical guests.
Wow.
The music was fantastic. Not a bad act throughout the show. They really, really outperformed. You know, it only got better towards the end.
Right. Steven Tyler tore down the house at the end with
Slash.
Slash
shows up there.
Oh, drums.
Oh, wow.
Hmm? Yeah, it was so unexpected to be with Steven Tyler, so. To see the group and jam together.
Right, you had no idea that they were. Yeah.
They just appeared. Mm-hmm. These are friends of ours. These aren't like, oh, we hired these guys to come perform. These are just friends walking in.
They're friends of the show, definitely. Right. You know, they're.
Well,
definitely.
That's great. I wish I had friends like that. All I got is you and Todd.
I know. Oh well.
You guys don't even play instruments. Well, Todd tries. You ever hear him playing the bass during our show?
I saw a video of Todd playing an instrument or some sort of a flute. I think
it was a long flute. Yeah. It was kind of beige,
I think he called it skin flute or something like that.
Yeah, I see him trying to get his mouth on a lot of things, but I don't know much about anything coming out of him.
No, you just fast forward to the end of the video, you'll see the stuff.
I think he toots his own horn a lot. I'm not sure if he can play the horn.
Oh my God!
Mercy, I'm abused.
Andrea, make sure you call back. Night Watch, 10 p.m. Georgia time.
So, Fred.
Oh my.
Yeah.
What have you been seeing? Did you see the Lego movie yet?
Stop. You're not
going to
talk about
that. I'm planning to see it this coming weekend. I haven't seen all that much movies because this time of the year, movie sucks.
That's true. But
the only thing that was seeing, I saw RoboCop.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you think?
I want to see that.
Yeah.
Was it good?
It was like you said, but for me, it's not. If this movie can't afford the original RoboCop, if the movie would be just as good, it did not take away from either movie or add to them. It was just saying the same story, by different directors for the special of the birthday. It was a good B movie.
Okay,
is basically the same story as the earlier film.
I think the only difference is that I'm trying to remember from the original movie, but the new one focusing on the RoboCop had a family,
right?
Yes.
He doesn't have a family in this one.
Yeah, he had a family in this one. I don't remember it's original.
Oh, I see.
I think they allow him to be with his family in this one, I think.
Oh, right, because in the...
I think there's no secret identity kind of thing, uh-huh. Like with Weller. Like, oh, is that... Oh, I think I know him. But I think I think he volunteers for this. You know, he might have signed up for something before.
Uh-huh.
You know, they could give your...
An organ donor.
I know nothing about this movie. I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
From the trailer. How do you like that? Does Peter Weller make a cameo? That's what I want to know.
Mm.
No, I didn't see in the movie or in the credits.
Now, is there a Clarence Boddicker in this film? Because that's one of the best movie villains of all time.
The big villain was Michael Keaton. It was okay. I wouldn't say that it was the best movie film I've seen. It was a little on the weak side, I found.
Mm, okay.
The original is really funny. Is this one? Did they ditch the humor for this one? Or?
The humor at most was very much. There was no scenes left for laughs. So it was quite serious, very violent.
It was very violent.
Yeah.
I mean, it's PG-13, isn't it?
That's right. You can get away with a lot.
Because I think for that movie, I didn't count, but I think he used the greatest numbers of bullets firing, bam, 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 bam. It was constant, not like a few bullets, but like rapid fire machine gun bullets. It's not good enough to kill anybody with a single or double bullet. You must have 50 bullets to die of.
Why shoot him six times? Shoot him 60 times.
Well, that's kind of a lot of violence. I mean, there's some unnecessary weapons in the first RoboCop.
True.
And when they kill Weller, it's about 5,000 bullets that go into him in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there a running one of the things I remember most about the original is that running gag on the television?
I'll buy that for a dollar.
Is there any? Did they?
Does that guy come back? Is he still alive? That guy. I want that guy back.
Yeah.
I want him to be the star of his own movie.
Is there any reference to that in the movie, or
you're getting minutia here.
Well, that's a pretty important part of the movie. People remember it. People quote it. No?
Fred's not even responding. That's how inconsequential it is to him.
Well, next question.
So it's not going to win an Oscar, is it, RoboCop?
And that we do good business of fake your pay-per-view or whatever, the big finish today.
It's not a theatrical hit.
It's going to make money on third. Cable. It finished third behind Lego Movie and something else. Even.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
The Butler? Lee Daniels, The Butler?
It may have been the romantic, about Last Night, or about... It might have been the remake of the James Belushi
film?
It is. It's a black version.
Is it really?
Black cast version.
Is it really a remake of the Jim Belushi movie?
Yeah.
I was joking.
Why would I make that up?
They actually remade the Jim Belushi movie.
With black actors,
with an all-black cast.
Mm-hmm.
Hey man, Tyler Perry?
Not even.
Lee Daniels?
Not even.
Spike Lee? I'm just curious. Was it?
No,
a name
I don't think.
I don't think there's any. Okay, it's just a typical romantic comedy. Okay. Todd, what are you crying about over there?
I'm fine.
Okay. Did you see the new Tyler Perry, Todd?
No.
Yeah. Hmm. Of course you didn't.
Did you see the old Tyler Perry?
Did you see the old Tyler Perry?
I ran away.
Oh, okay.
Fred, have you seen any of the Tyler Perry movies?
Oh, come on.
No, not really. I think the only movie I saw of his was the Alex Gross movie.
Oh, Alex Gross.
Oh, sure.
I wanted to see that. Was that good?
I found it to be, entertaining. It was a good movie for that particular weekend. I don't think I can see myself going to a movie.
What if they make a sequel? I don't think it made any money, so I don't think they'll do another one. But they were trying to build a franchise. I wanted to go see it for Matthew Fox, who hasn't done much after Lost.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Speed Racer, but that was during Lost.
With a new team at new screenwriter director, there's so many books in the series. I think it deserves a second chance. They should have kept Morgan Freeman in the original movie.
Okay. All right. Do you happen to catch the movie Lucky Bastard that's playing at Cinema Village right now?
I also said, I wish it came out when the warmer weather comes, but because we've got the snow, I want to see it, but the weather won't allow me.
Forget it. This is DVD weather. And the VOD weather.
Okay, I wait for you to come on TPD.
Exactly. I mean, if it keeps snowing the way it is here in New York, we're going to have to wait. It's going to be on DVD by the time we see these movies.
Exactly.
I mean, that's serious. That's serious. I know it's corny, but it's true. I mean, it's just relentless, man.
Yeah, relentless. Every day.
I don't know how you guys can even get out of the house and go to the movies. I couldn't do it.
I got to tell you, though, on Saturday, I was in Brooklyn in a neighborhood that I'd never been to before because I was taking my daughter to a
You just thought it was a neighborhood you never saw before because it was covered in snow.
Well, this is the thing, though. Dimmes Park is the neighborhood. I don't think I've ever been there. But there's, when you get off the subway, you're just in Brooklyn. It feels like, you've got little chicken places and ATMs and whatever. It's the same. But then you cross the street and suddenly it becomes houses. Hmm. And it's like a whole different world. Hmm. And I'm walking through and the snow was coming down. And the trees were covered with snow, and I just stood there in the middle of the street, and it was so beautiful. It was like a postcard.
And you could have been in anywhere USA at that point.
Could have been. It was just so beautiful. But that's the upside of it. That's not the downside.
Yeah. So. Right. The downside is you're not a kid, and you have to
The downside is having a hole in your boot,
which you
realize when you step into a knee-deep puddle.
Oh, God.
On the way to work. So you've got the whole day to feel that squish, squish, squish in your boot.
Oh, God.
That's the downside.
This is why I'm agoraphobic.
Yeah.
I'm not, actually. Don't please. People listen to stuff, and then they ask me stuff later on. Oh, are you really agoraphobic? No.
No? Not agoraphobic?
No, not. No. I'm getting there, but I'm not there yet. Todd is. Todd lives and eats and sleeps in that studio, man.
I do now.
Okay. He's just a studio phobic.
I do now. That was the joke, Todd. You weren't supposed to agree with me. I was just giving you a little prop there on the side. What else is new and in cinemas? That's what our listeners want to know, Fred. Hook us up.
What's coming out next week?
Yeah.
Well, what's coming out next week? I have a schedule in front of me.
Do you plan in advance? I mean, I used to do this. I would look up the list of what's coming out when, and I would sort of gauge. Oh, I'm going to see this. I'm going to see this. Do you do that, or do you just kind of let it happen? Just open up the paper and say, "Oh, I'll go see this."
It's like happened. It depends on the reviews of reviewers. Reviewers I trust, and there may be like a movie that nobody heard of, maybe playing at your theater, and that is better than anything Hollywood produced.
Right. So, yeah, there's plenty to choose from if you live in New York.
Now, have you seen Vampire Academy yet?
What movie?
Vampire Academy?
No, I'm not into that. That's for, like, your teens.
Yeah.
Cute girls in it. You never know when somebody wants to see it. Not much out right now. What do you got? RoboCop is like the only genre thing really floating there. Vampire Academy, sort of. Right? Mm-hmm. Monuments Men, that's kind of like Inglourious Bastards for like senior citizens, right?
I mean,
that's really what it is. Endless Love, is that a remake as well?
It is.
Are you kidding me?
It's a Brookshire or Cinderella.
Bad 80s movies.
Yeah, I'm going to wait for
RoboCop, About Last Night, Endless Love. There's like no new talent happening in Hollywood right now.
I want to see The Paradise.
Legos have been around for so long. I mean, come on. Is there anything original happening?
Well, here's the thing. The Lego movie is actually really good.
I'm not saying it's not good. Toy Story is good, but it's innovative at the time. Is Lego movie innovative film?
It is innovative. It's got a good message behind it. Fox News hated it. So that
why?
I think their problem with it is that it has an anti-business. Well,
no, I'm just kidding.
It's got an anti-business moral, which it doesn't. Okay, this is a $200 million movie put out by Warner Brothers that grosses $100 million on opening weekend is not anti-business.
Right.
Okay.
Right. It's just they gave it away for free online, and it was some kind of message movie. But I'm sure there's like a bad, evil billionaire in it or something that they said, "Oh, this is." They're attacking the 1% again,
Well, kind of, but the message behind it is ultimately is use your imagination. Don't be constrained by the rule book. And that's a good man. That's not
a good message for kids.
Liberal message. It's not a
it's good message for kids.
It's the only complaint I have about this, and this is my complaint with I think most children's movies these days is everything happens so fast.
Yeah.
The dialogue is like one line on top of the next, and there's no waiting for the laugh.
Yeah.
It's like I miss, and it's pretty sharp writing. There's funny jokes, but I miss half of them because
movies aren't made for theaters anymore. That's why. It's almost like, it's kind of customary at this point for big movies to get a release to make some money, but a little real money's going to be made on home video for something like this.
Yeah, I think for one thing, they anticipate a short attention span. I don't think that's necessarily true that kids have that, but they anticipate it, and so everything has to move fast, and there's no pauses. every one line on top of the next.
Maybe that's what Fox News should be against, is the fact that they're forcing children to become ADD with these films, and not so much the anti-business thing. Mm-hmm. I think it's true. There's look at the films. If you sit down and watch a movie from the 70s, if you sat down and try to watch something that plays out, watch The Godfather, watch any, it's like things take time.
I tried to, with my kids,
First Superman. That thing's unwatchable. It's like 3 hours.
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, the Disney movie.
Forget
which
it.
I saw when I was a kid, and that was the height.
Blew your mind, yeah. This is the most exciting film that I've ever made.
Yeah.
Can't get through it now. It's all talking. It's all talking. It's crazy. But yet, you had that memory of it, because whatever happened in the film, those moments of excitement are what stuck with you. So now they feel like, well, we just got to put excitement from the beginning. That's like Transformers movies. You don't even know what's going on. Is the thing changing? Is the thing, what is it becoming? I don't know. It's all a blur. It's all a blur.
You need to breathe.
Remember the old days? It'd be like Godzilla walked up, man, and you got like 5 minutes of just Godzilla like panning up and down his arms and his chest, and you see his eyes, and then his mouth would open, and it's like 5 minutes before he opens up the whoop on people. Now it's just like people just fly out of walls and smack people out of the way, and it's over.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Yeah. That's it.
Kids these days.
Well, kids aren't making these movies.
Oh, yeah.
That's the problem. It's not the kids. The kids will watch whatever you put in front of them.
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah. If you position it as a kid's film, they'll watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Put the right thing in it. There's nothing in the theaters. There's nothing on TV.
What's opening next week? There's something.
I don't know.
Need for Speed, does that open?
Oh, I want to see that. 3 Days to Kill, Pompeii.
3 Days to Kill. That's Kevin Costner, right?
Yeah. They're trying to position him into like a Liam Neeson kind of thing, trying to make him like that kind of upper middle age action star.
Bland.
Hey, Liam Neeson.
How about Frozen? Fred, did you see Frozen?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Yeah.
Good.
It was good. It was a quick family movie.
Yeah, good songs. The music's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, but some
Cool Hand Luke was playing. See, this is the thing, when you're near a major city, you get like, you get the regular Lego movie listings, then you get listings like Cool Hand Luke, Jade. I mean, they're actually playing Jade at the IFC.
Wow.
Yeah.
Midnight?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And, I mean, they're trying to turn it into like a showgirls thing, which it deserves it. Rocky Horror. What else we got here? What else? Yeah, that's about it. Oh, I thought there'd be more. That's some real crap, man. There's some real crap.
Fred, how about the Oscars? Any?
Yeah, quick predictions. We got 2 minutes.
For the Oscar, excuse me.
Hello.
Oh, what happened?
So I'm just going to say...
Okay, I apologize. Okay,
right.
For the Oscar, I was... Come on.
It's Howard Cohen.
You've got American Hustle, you've got...
Oh, okay.
12 Years a Slave. Those are the
front buttons. Okay, I'm sorry, it's off now.
Oh, that's okay.
Hello?
What? Best Picture?
Yeah, I'm fine. Okay, well, now, also, could I ask, what's the best, I can't remember, I'm a little faster. What's the main movies?
You got American Hustle, you got Gravity.
Yeah, that is wonderful, yeah.
What's that?
Well, for America, I would give Oscar to Kristen Bell. It was magnificent. I really enjoyed it, and that because I support the actress to Jennifer Lawrence. She started the movie.
Mm. All right, it's an American Hustle sweep as far as Fred's concerned.
Okay.
That's what I'm hearing here. So Christian Bale for American Psycho.
I wouldn't mind seeing it again.
Well, Should we have a pool here? I'm saying Gravity for Best Picture. That's my.
I think Gravity. That's the one I was thinking of. Gravity, we went for Best Picture, not the best director. Because it's like an action movie that was almost Sonic, you know. And to me, I found that pretty amazing.
Right. Well, it's actually. I was reading. It's actually almost an animated film because almost all of it, except for the faces of the two actors, is mm-hmm. is
yeah. It was like puppy. Yeah, puppy was. There was nothing in the studio except like a green screen. After the filming, like the special effects takes it place.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that we're out of time. Are we still on the air, Todd?
Todd, what are we doing? Are we still live?
We're probably about live for about another 2 seconds.
Okay, we're live. Go
Goodbye.
Thank you, Fred the Elverboy, for joining us again. We'll be back soon for more movie reviews. Thank you, Mr. Reed. Thank you, Todd Sheets.
Bye-bye.
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 Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Todd.
Of course.
Thank you, Fred.